Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in, and we've got Larry on his phone down there, hopefully. Hello, Larry.
Yeah, I'm here, Stuart.
Okay, good. I want to start out by reading 1 Thessalonians 4:15 through 17. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And, of course, yesterday was Resurrection Day, and things are starting to get interesting, I would have to say. A lot of things going on, not much in the news, but things are going on. And here's another headline I want to read just before we get into this war thing. Tyrant Klaus Schwab declares unvaccinated people to be a threat to humanity. Big headline. Several dozen heads of the World Health Organization, who, totally communist, and World Economic Forum and various other globalist bodies have declared that the Great Reset needs to include the establishment of a global pandemic treaty to ensure that all humans are vaccinated in accordance with government edicts. Well, I guess everybody's going to have to decide. And then the other thing I wanted to bring up before we get into this, New York Senate just passed a concentration camp bill to forcibly throw people in camps just like the Nazis did in World War II. And this is not true. And I went on to the New York legislation, and the bill is been, what happened was it was passed into, evidently they have some sort of a health group that will now take up that issue, but it has not even reached the Senate yet. So it has not been passed, and they're jumping on this way ahead of actually that it's in truth. Now, I'm not warning people. I will warn people, I should say. If it does pass, it's just one more nail in the coffin of the conservatives, the Christians, and the anti-vaxxers is basically what that is. Anyway, Larry, what's going on over there in the Middle East? We got a lot to talk about there.
Especially in the corner of Europe. You know, when we talk about Europe, we talk about Europe bumping up against Russia. And it's getting rather serious there. By the way, according to reports from, I believe it was Yahoo put it out, that Biden had contacted the Ukrainian president and assured him full support and NATO assistance. And then suddenly now, yesterday we had a report that the Ukraine military was announcing they were going into drills with NATO. Well, guess what? Today, Ukraine officially opened their skies up to NATO aircraft, including exotic aircraft that are unmentioned in this opening up of the skies. So, you know, we've literally, this is what's strange, Stuart. We literally have NATO, which is supposed to be a defense group, coming into a non-NATO country like an offensive and threatening Russia.
Yeah, because NATO, like you just said, that's supposed to be a defensive organization. Well, it's certainly turned around into being an offensive situation. We've got, let me scroll down here a little bit. This came from Greece. And it's about, it's a comment from a U.S. commander. The former U.S. commander of NATO in Europe, Ben Hodges, stated that Russia intends to cut off the country completely, Ukraine, of course, from the Black Sea, with the advance of Russian troops to Odessa, thus confirming War News 247 about the Russian plan. Russia's psychological preparations for large-scale war with Ukraine. Six Ukrainian target regions of the Russian army, and Russia wants to reach Odessa. The American general gave the interview to the Ukrainian whatever. I'm not sure what it says, UNIAN, whatever that is. Anyway, then down below, he says at the same time, the U.S. general said that the U.S. wants to continue to show Russia that its goals are unacceptable and that the Ukrainian independence, along with temporarily occupied territories of Crimea and Donbass, must be restored. Ukrainian chief of general staff, Russian Chomkak, I guess, said Russia was increasing its troops near the border with Ukraine. Well, it's gone beyond that now, I think. The command of American forces in Europe has put the troops on full alert due to the deteriorating situations in Donbass and the Russian troops near the Ukrainian border. The Ukrainian security services at the Russian Federation is preparing to send troops to the Ukraine. Well, they've already done that. So what else do you have, Larry, that you can talk about?
Well, oddly enough, also, I posted it today, and I sent you a video. Hal Turner put it out. It's a January 2018 BBC broadcast which simulates a nuclear war between NATO and Russia, and in it, it mentions Syria and Ukraine as the basis for the start of this nuclear war. And Hal Turner says it appears this was 2018 predictive programming for something they knew they were all going to do.
Yeah, the rich men of the earth have all this planned out. It may look like it's spontaneous and this happened and that happened, but it was well planned. That's been planned for years and years and years, actually. And the comment about all this that's important to the American people is that I think his name was Gardner, but he said that the United States would go into the New World Order either by peace or by war. In other words, it would be forced into it. We're not probably going to go into the New World Order peacefully. So when they say that this war is going to expand, it's planned to expand. Like you just said, Larry, here's a headline, British newspaper headline, World War in 4 weeks. Diplomat, also, a war with Russia is being worked out. And so why are they talking about this right now? And I know Hal put out more of this, I guess you could call it secret stuff, but they've been planning this thing for I don't know how long. Have you got any latest that you can talk about?
Well, I do, actually, and it's some restricted information, but I'll release a little of it, and I'm going to tell the listeners to use their 1 plus 1 equals 2 and 2 plus 2 equals 4. Add a couple of dots here as I give this, because I've got to be cautious on what I say and how I say it particularly. But Hal Turner has information, and I've viewed it, and there was a specific flight that occurred, and it was brought into Western Ukraine, and it had very specific cargo. Now, without saying anything, Stuart, let me ask you a question, and if you answer the question right, maybe people know what's going on. But Stuart, you know, we know how sensitive Russia is to even just simply missile systems, like in Poland.
Yes.
You know, which is a NATO country, and they literally regard that as a major threat. Now, Ukraine, which is not a NATO country, what do you think, and this is just a question, what do you think would be a red line that Russia would draw on the border of Ukraine and Russia, the one thing they would absolutely go ballistic over if it was brought into that country?
Well, my guess would be it would these things might create a type of cloud, like a mushroom. They're not going to put up with any of that stuff. Yeah, we do have to, because of censorship. I have to be even careful about things that I post on anywhere now. So, I mean, if they're going to pull this kind of stuff, and I do remember Putin making a comment, I'm not afraid of a war. You want a war? Bring it on. I'm not afraid of nukes. If you want to use nukes, bring it on. I'm really not even afraid of a world war. If you want that, bring it on. He warned people 2 years ago, or 3 years ago now, that this was inevitable. In other words, it's like he's been told what the script is. And the script is already in solid. It's like prophecy. The prophecies of the Lord are not predictive. It's history written in advance. That's all it is. The Lord saw it all go down. He wrote it down through his prophets and gave it to us so we'd know where we were. And I think where we are is very, very close to this thing expanding, because if NATO adds to this, and Putin did warn about that, don't you be bringing stuff into Ukraine. And they have, evidently. And this is not going to go well, folks, because if they start that way, Putin will up the ante. And I think he's made his decision that he has to settle a score, maybe even with Europe and the USA. And don't forget Ezekiel 38 and 39, and who attacks, and Jeremiah 50, 51, and who attacks us. It's not China. It's Russia. Anyway, what else you got, Larry?
Well, I'll quickly say that Debka Files reporting Chinese troops being deployed into Iran. Iran has now warned Europe that if Russia goes to war with NATO and Ukraine, Iran will fire its missiles on all of Europe's capitals. And the Chinese are now in Iran, by the way. And at the same time, I saw satellite images today being reported where Russia has set their nuclear-capable bombers in the Arctic. That's almost right on our doorstep to the north. And they brought a lot of missiles up there, and really they've massed a formidable force in the Arctic region where they set those new bases up. So Russia is arrayed pretty much to go to war. And we have a president that can't even function, basically. So it looks like that our president being used as a proxy by Barack Obama, we're going to be led into a war that, I don't know if it's winnable.
Yes, not. Babylon has to go down, folks. I've been mourning about that for years and years and years. America goes down, and it's probably very, very close. Hopefully not. Hopefully the Lord will. Anyway, good night, folks. Thanks a lot, Larry. Take care.